This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time right now for the manager's report. Joining us, Mike Schilt, brought to you by San Diego County Credit Union. It's not big bank banking. It's better. Skip, how was the off day in Kansas City? I know we found out you're a Chipotle guy. Are you a barbecue guy? Do you try any Kansas City barbecue while you're on the road?
I haven't. I will, for sure. I am a barbecue guy, being from North Carolina and now living in East North Carolina, which barbecue in North Carolina is like a divided state because you got mustard base and vinegar base, and it's a big deal. So, we'll try a little barbecue while we're here.
People are very serious about their barbecue. I'm from Texas, so I have my tastes, Skip, you know, and people, they don't mess around. And I went to Kansas City a couple years ago and had their barbecue, and like everybody, you know, you try it and you go, yeah, but it's not as good as where I'm from.
That's right.
Every time.
People take their barbecue serious. It supports the country. And fact of the matter, though, end of the day, it's all pretty darn good.
It is.
So how is the weather looking there? I know you got to keep an eye a little bit on the forecast, at least, in terms of what you're going to do pitching. We talked about that before with the doubleheader you guys had in Atlanta, but did hear there was some rain in the forecast today.
Yeah, I looked at the forecast, and I think we're going to be fine for the game. I think we're going to get something, you know, according to what I saw, perhaps sometime later in the mid-afternoon, but I think we'll be in good shape to play some baseball tonight.
Well, talking to the Skip. Oh, go ahead, Benny.
No, I just wanted to jump in just because before we get to anything else, I want to go back to Tuesday night. I was there with my son. It was his 21st birthday, and it was such an electric night at the ballpark. Such a great game. Obviously, Matt Waldron was fantastic, but in the ninth inning, when Jeremiah Estrada came in, and the crowd knew that he had already struck out 10 guys in a row, and he gets 11, 12, and 13. I wanted to ask you just kind of your perspective on that moment and just kind of what you've seen lately out of that kid who, at least kind of from our perspective, has come out of nowhere here to do what he has done in your bullpen.
Well, he's really stepped up, hadn't he? I mean, you talk about, you know, quite an accomplishment that's still going. I mean, pretty remarkable. You know, you stop, which I have, and appreciated it, and think about it. Like, I mean, Steve Carlton, Nolan Ryan, you know, Kerry Wood, you know, Trevor Hoffman. I mean, nobody's done it. And since they've been keeping those records since 61, it's really impressive, and, you know, good for him and good for us.
No, he's been incredible to watch, and I wondered aloud on the show earlier. I said, you know, I wonder if you guys what did you see from him when he was sent down after Korea that said, all right, you need to work on this. And obviously, he went and answered the bell, and now, you know, fits in perfectly to the back end of your bullpen. But what specifically was he told to kind of focus on when he was sent down?
Well, it really started when we acquired him, and we had the Camp 44 Joe puts together in January, which now looks to be a yearly thing, which is such a big deal for things like this. You know, Jeremiah is a local kid, we know, but he came to the camp with, you know, Joe and several other pitchers on the team, and, you know, with Ruben and Ben Fritz, our pitching coach and bullpen coach, and, you know, they got the chance to work with him, and, you know, we knew based on the numbers that you can now, when you acquire people or evaluate people, a part of that is, you know, this guy had an elite fastball. And his secondary pitches were, just kind of all running together. So during that week, you know, there was multiple conversations with Jeremiah, with our group, getting to know him. Hey, what do you think? How, you know, is you know, which breaking ball is better for you? It's what we see. And just to start that coaching player, you know, process that led into spring training. And then, you know, you wish you could just literally snap your fingers with guys, and no players do too, and just like, oh yeah, just do this, and all of a sudden it's, you know, it's magic. It takes time, you know, and to Jeremiah's credit and the staff's credit, worked with him on all these things, continued to work through it in spring training, you know, allowed him to go to AAA to work on it, and then sometimes it does, like, boom, all that work, it does then click, and here we are. So it's been a short journey that's allowed this to happen, which is even more impressive. But, you know, he's got plus stuff, and now he's harnessed it.
Talking to Mike Shildt, manager of the San Diego Padres, and as you probably heard, your post-game news conference on Wednesday sparked a lot of conversation the last couple of days here in San Diego, and I think we've gotten to know you well enough that I certainly understand where you're coming from. Team has been playing good baseball lately, and I don't disagree with that. I don't know anyone that really does, but I did hear Jake in the clubhouse as well say he does feel like there's still another gear that the team can find that it hasn't quite got to yet. Would you agree with Jake's assessment there? And, like, what's that last gear look like to Mike Shildt?
Yeah, I don't disagree with that. I mean, look, we're always looking to be better. I don't know. I don't, you know, nothing personal. I don't follow a lot of the, you know, what takes place outside of what I say.
Sure.
Or what goes around. I can understand that. You know, two quick things for me on it is, you know, the first one is, you know, it's not like I don't think there's more. It's not like I don't want more. That's not the case. The reality is I just want this group to be appreciated for a body of work that more recently has been very productive. And it's been a good brand, and just to be, have a, you know, somebody to say, hey, you know, team's actually playing pretty well. As opposed to a feeling that, you know, it's never going to be good enough till we win a World Series. I get that. For me too. That's why we're here. You know, at least that's why I'm here. But over 162 game schedule, and, you know, you play good baseball, at least, you know, there's some confidence there. You want that, you know, you want to be rewarded for. So that was where I come from. You know, regarding Jake's statement and my thoughts on that, yeah, I mean, I think there's just more of the same, right? Like, I mean, there is another gear. The gear being, like, when the pitching and the hitting works consistently together. And it has for, you know, a fair amount of the last, you know, 10 series or so. But there's always a better opportunity for, you know, guys to be healthy, which is clearly important, and guys to be playing at their optimal, and as many of them as possible. But, you know, so when that happens, yeah, there's going to be the, you know, I don't know, 10 out of 10 series in a row, you know.
We hope so.
Yeah, of course. I mean, that's why we play, man. But, yeah, I think there's more. As always, you know, I'm always talking about being better as we go. I just want there to be a reward for there has been some good improvement consistently with the club. And that's about it, really.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, and that makes sense. And I think everybody, you know, everybody trying to get to know everybody as well comes into play. And talking to the skipper, Mike Schilt, this morning, of course, I have to ask a Manny question because Manny Machado is my favorite baseball player. And I take grief sometimes from the fan base when he's not producing at the level that we are used to seeing him. And it is weird for me to not see him putting balls into the stands, which he's very good at. And I wanted to ask you, his manager, the guy that sees him, you know, multiple hours a day, what about Manny Machado do we not know? The media? Because we've talked to him plenty. You know, and he's one thing I can say, he's not a guy that ever panics. And I wish I had some of that in me. It being so confident in yourself and not having that panic. What can you, his manager, tell us about, A, how he's feeling, you know, what he's going through right now, and just, you know, maybe a quick story about Manny and his leadership?
Yeah, you're right. He's not a guy that's going to panic. I think that's representative of, you know, a lot of our characteristics of our club, and it's a good one. And that's why we can confidently say, and Manny, I'm going to speak for him, can confidence, and the body of work proves itself, right? When you know what you're doing, you know you have talent, you know you've done it, you know, for a long period of time at the major league level, you know, you have the resource to draw from, so there's no sense of panicking when you have talent, and you know you've done it for years and been an MVP. You know, clearly there's, you know, with Manny, what I can see and tell you confidently is Manny's care factor is really, really high. This guy cares about this organization quite a bit. You know, he really wants to do well for this fan base and for the city of San Diego and everybody that supports the Padres, which is continues to grow. And he's very, very sincere about that, and he carries it, I think, very well. But he does feel a sense of having to carry it on his shoulders, and they're wide shoulders, and he does a really good job of it. But I can tell you this, he shows up every day and is dedicated to being prepared to compete and win a baseball game and do what he can to help. And, you know, he takes no quarter. You know, he's a good worker. He shows up and he's prepared, and he gets his body ready to go. And the other thing is that, you know, he won't alibi and I won't alibi for him, but gosh, man, this guy's coming off of an elbow surgery that, you know, affects your the way you compete, you know, affects the way you throw, affects the way you hit. And yeah, we clearly he's playing and you know, he's past that, but as far as being healthy, but gosh, man, it takes some time to get back into the literal swing of things. And I don't worry about him at all because of his track record. And but I can tell you confidently, this is a guy that sincerely wants to do really well, and sometimes maybe at the detriment, you know, of wanting to do it too much. I think that's part of some of this club that deals with some, you know, the expectations of that come around that people have, and they want it so bad that, you know, sometimes, you know, we try not to get in our own way for it.
Mike, how's Yu Darvish doing? I know you mentioned after the game that he was going to have a few more tests, had a bit of a tight hamstring. Is he all right? Are you guys going to have to make a move, or what's that look like right now?
We're still in the process of evaluating it. You know, his turn doesn't take place till Tuesday.
you know, more testing taking place, you know, or just one of those things that literally is, you know, day to day. But we'll see what it looks like for him. We're not going to push him clearly. And then we'll just continue to evaluate.
You got a pretty tough test. You know, you guys have played really well on the road, Skip, and you got a tough test playing a team that plays really well at home. And I looked at, you know, the matchups. I don't watch a lot of Royals baseball. Of course, I know the big stars and the burgeoning Kansas City. But when you look at this team across the diamond, what do you see out of the Kansas City Royals and what they're doing well this year?
They're doing a lot well. I mean, they're playing the game. They're playing good baseball. You know, they got a nice club. And, you know, like you said, they play well at home. And, you know, they've got the pitching's been clearly better than it has been for them. They've taken some of the guys that were with us last year with Michael, who we're going to see, Waka, tonight. And, you know, Lugo we're not going to see, but it's been a good addition to them and for them. And, you know, they're a well-rounded club, and they're playing the game the right way.
I'm curious, when you face a guy like Michael Waka or you did with Nick Martinez a couple of times, who, you know, your guys, a lot of them very familiar with his teammates and probably facing in live BP sessions, do you think that's an advantage for you guys going up against the pitcher, or is it an advantage to the pitcher because he knows the hitter's tendency? Does it have any effect at all in a matchup like tonight's?
Well, we're going to find out. I think it can have some effect. Depends on which way. I mean, it can go. He's definitely a two-way street. I mean, I've known Michael since 2012, you know, when I had him in Double A. So a lot of history with Michael, and, of course, I had him in the big leagues as well. And he was on the club last year, some familiarity with, you know, our staff and our players with him. And I don't think there's going to be a lot of secrets of what Michael's going to do. But Michael also knows our club as well. So, you know, we'll have an approach against him. And, you know, we know he's going to compete, but we're going to be right there against him, I can tell you that.
Well, keep up the good work. Good work. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, Wes. I was just going to say a lot of everyone in there overthinking, right? Thinking that they've got the upper hand. Well, you know, may the best man win, Skip. Certainly appreciate your time this morning. Hope you guys get that one in tonight.
Yeah, I think we will. I appreciate you guys' time too, and y'all have a great morning.
By the way, hold on.
Thanks so
mustard
much.
Or vinegar, though? You never said which one you prefer.
I'm going to guess vinegar.
You know what?
I'm guessing vinegar.
Yeah, it's a good guess. I mean, if I, you know, had to, right. I'd probably go with the vinegar base, but, Charlotte's like right in the middle of the state. So like, you know, we border the mustard vinegar war. So you end up acquiring a taste for both.
All right. Well, have a great road trip. We'll see you back at Petco Park in a week or so. Mike Schilt, manager of the San Diego Padres.
See you guys.
And that was, Mike Schilt, brought to you by San Diego County Credit Union. It's not big bank banking. It is better.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.